The real question is, you know, what's better than R-CHOP for a patient with double-hit lymphoma? And that remains really unproven at this point. It's a small group of patients. We have no randomized trials. So we really just have retrospective data to rely on. What we do know is that it seems from retrospective data that more intensive chemotherapy looks to lead to a better outcome in double-hit lymphoma. And so dose-adjusted EPOCH-R, which is a very intensive infusion-based regimen, has, I think, become kind of the preferred regimen for patients with double-hit lymphoma until we probably get more data that points to something else. So in my own clinic, if I have a newly diagnosed patient with double-hit lymphoma, I would start treatment with dose-adjusted EPOCH-R as long as they don't have a contraindication for it.
What do you think about the idea that since she couldn't get back the fish when she wanted to treat the patient, to go ahead and use R-EPOCH until you get back the fish? You ever do that?
I think the important thing is to try and get the fish back as soon as you can so you can fine-tune the therapy based on the results. I agree, you know, most of us don't necessarily have that information before we start treatment, particularly these patients with aggressive behaving disease. You can't really wait out that information all the time. I personally tend to start R-CHOP in those patients and then escalate to dose-adjusted EPOCH-R just because of the logistical complexity of starting dose-adjusted EPOCH-R in patients that I usually default to R-CHOP. And keep in mind that 95% of patients are going to have standard risk cytogenetics. So you're really looking for that 5, maybe 8% of patients that have the double hit. So I think it's fair to do either. The important thing is to pay attention to the information and then fine-tune the treatment. But I would tend to do, you know, start with the R-CHOP and then escalate if the results indicate double hit.
Anything about the phenotype here that would suggest double hit?
So when we look back at the retrospective compilation of data that we have, there really aren't any clinical features or pathologic features that can really predict it well enough. So I think what's happened is historically, it wasn't routinely tested on all patients. So some of the literature is skewed into suggesting that it's only those patients with aggressive behaving disease that are likely to be double hit. And the reality is now that we're universally testing all patients, we realize that we were probably missing a lot of patients before that had really very mundane presentations with non-aggressive behaving disease. And what we're seeing is we test all patients, it's really hard to predict based on behavior alone or any pathologic characteristics.
So Dr. Gupta also raises the question of should R-squared CHOP adding in lenalidomide, so obviously this is being studied in randomized trial. The patient does have germinal center subtype. What do you think about doing that off study?
So the reality is all patients with double hit lymphoma, the dual translocation of MYC and BCL2 will be of GCB subtype. We really don't have any data looking at the utility of lenalidomide in patients with double-hit lymphoma. I think based on how we know lenalidomide works in diffuse large B-cell lymphoma and based on some early data, it's anticipated that it's likely to be a more useful drug for the ABC subtype rather than a GCB subtype. I'd have to say that I personally wouldn't be using it without real data to show that it actually is beneficial.
So this patient actually, at this point, we don't know that this is double hit, and she's just responding to the issue of assuming you don't have a double hit just based on the GC subtype, would it be reasonable to add in lenalidomide?
I would say no, because again, moving forward, we know that it's the ABC subtype that will most likely benefit. Those clinical trials are being done. We'll get more answers. But until we have, you know, demonstration that it is a value, this is the kind of subtype that I wouldn't necessarily expect it to have a big impact in.